哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们下午的聚会。
Hi, in the name of Jesus Christ, we start our afternoon service.
我们一起唱诗265首。
Let's sing hymn 265. Last verse.Let's all kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣圣名，继续我们下午的聚会。
Name of Jesus Christ, we continue our service.
我们今天早上已经谈了这个该隐的道路以及巴兰的错谬。
And then here, and this morning we have already talked about the path of Cain and the mistake of Balaam.
那我们今天下午呢，就来谈一谈第三个这个可拉的叛变哦。
And then third, we'll talk about the rebellion of Korah.
我们翻到民数记的第十六章。
And if we turn to Numbers chapter 16.
民数记的第十六章。
Numbers chapter 16.
民数记的十六章的第一节。
Numbers chapter 16, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
利未的曾孙哥辖的孙子以斯哈的儿子可拉和吕便子孙中以利亚的儿子大丹亚比兰与巴以比勒的儿子安。第二节。
Verse 2.
并以色列会中的250个首领就是有名望选入会中的人。在摩西面前一起起来。第三节。
Three.
聚集攻击摩西亚伦说你们擅自专权全会众各个既是圣洁神也在他们中间你们为什么自高越过神的会众呢第四节。
Four.
摩西听见这话就俯伏在地。第五节。
Five.
对可拉和他一党的人说到了早晨神必指示谁是属于他的谁是圣洁的就叫谁亲近他。他所拣选的是谁就叫谁亲近他、哦、在以色列人、啊、出埃及之后、哦、
And after the Israelites left Egypt
我们知道说一路上都是摩西啊摩西一路在带领他们
And then we know all along Moses was guiding them
那个时候的以色列的结构、哦、以色列在路上的结构是这样领导人的结构、哦
And we see the collection of the Israelites and the leaders.
是摩西是当然的以色列民的首领啊。
And of course, Moses is the head leader of all the Israelites.
然后他的哥哥亚伦是祭司啊，负责宗教的方面的。
And then his older brother Aaron is the priest in charge of all that is religious.
他的姐姐啊，摩西的姐姐叫米利暗，是女先知。是负责妇女这一方面的。
And then Miriam is the prophetess, and she's in charge of
the woman.
of women.
哦，那在这个时候呢，基本上以色列人呐，他们的最高的领导哦，这是带领他们的人呐，三个都是摩西一家的人。
And so we see that the highest, most, prominent three leaders of the Israelites are all the family of Moses.
哦，所以在这里啊，就出现了这个可拉的叛变哦。
And then here we see the, rebellion of Korah.
哦，这可拉为什么要叛变呢？
And why did Korah rebel?
哦，他们说啊，这个以色列百姓人人都是圣洁的。
And they said that all of the congregation of Israel is holy.
那为什么你们三个人呐、啊、就要高过我们众人呢？
But why is that you three are higher than us?
为什么你们可以做领导，你们来负责呢？
And why are you the leaders and why are you responsible?
我们应该啊，那个权力拿出来，大家平分一下。
And we should take out the power and have everyone be equal.
哦，这个就是可拉叛变事件啊。
And then this is the start of Korah's rebellion.
我们通常啊，如果有读过这个故事的人啊
，And for those of us who have read the story,
我们会把这个注意力一直放在可拉党叛变的身上啊。
We tend to put the emphasis on Korah in the rebellion.
其实呢，在这里叛变的不是只有可拉而已哦。
But we see that the rebellion is not just Korah.
我们来看看说这些到底啊，这个在旷野中的第一次叛变啊。到底是谁带头的？
And we see who actually headed the first rebellion.
我们看十六章的第一节。
Chapter 16, verse 1.
这里说利未的曾孙哥辖的孙子以斯哈的儿子可拉和吕便子孙的以利亚的儿子大丹亚比兰与比勒的儿子安。第二节。
Verse 2.
并以色列会中的250个首领哦。那这里讲说啊，有三种人出来叛变啊。
And here we talk about three different kinds of people who rebel.
第一个就是可拉。
Versus Korah.
那这里可拉是谁啊？
And who is Korah?
这里说可拉是哥辖的孩子。
He is the son of Ishbar.
啊，哥辖又是谁啊？
And who is Ishbar?
啊，这个他是利未的孩子。
He is the son of Levi.
啊，利未又是谁？
And who is Levi?
利未是神特别吩咐。立位支派要来服侍神，服侍要来那个要在神的会幕当中侍候的支派。
And Levi was specifically appointed by God that he would serve God and all his tribe.
哦，所以这个立位人呢、啊，原本是很尊贵的。
And so the Levite tribe was very precious.
哦，立位人当中啊，就是只有立位人才可以亲近神。
That only all of all the tribes, only the Levites can draw close to God.
只有立位人才可以在神的殿中服侍。
That only the Levites can serve in the temple of God.
但是在这样子的尊荣、这样子的服侍当中
，But in all this glory and all this service,
可拉居然起来叛变了、啊。
Then Korah he rebelled.
哦，所以第一个叛变的是服侍神的种族。
And then the first to rebel is actually those who serve God.
啊，在这里讲到第二个呢
？And the second kind.
啊，第二个说是流变的子孙呢、啊、
？And it is the descendants of Reuben.
有大丹、亚比兰和安。
It has Dathan, Abram, and On.
哦，在这里讲到流变的子孙呢、啊，有三个起来叛变。
And we see the descendants of Reuben. There are three of them who rebel.
为什么流变的子孙会起来叛变
？And why would the descendants of Reuben rebel？
因为在十二个支派当中啊，原本流变支派啊，他是大哥哈、哦，他是长子啊。
And because of all the 12 tribes of Israel, because Reuben is the oldest son.
哦，所以原本流变应该是最有尊荣的，因为他在长子的名分啊。
And therefore, Reuben should have had the most glory because he is the oldest.
啊、但是啊，到最后祝福的时候啊，他却被夺走了，他却被地夺哈，被夺走了这个长子的名分。
However, when it came time for blessings, his blessings were robbed from him.
哦，所以啊，犹大支派啊，就第四个儿子、啊，犹大支派变成以色列的领袖了。
And so the tribe of Judah, the fourth brother, became the oldest.
哦，所以在这里啊，这流变支派的人呐、啊，啊，已经啊看不下去了。
And so the tribe of Reuben had enough of this.
啊，原本他们应该是做老大的。
And they should be the eldest.
啊，结果没想到啊，居然啊变成犹大支派啊来做首领啊。
And they never thought that Judah would actually be the greatest tribe.
哦，所以他们就合起来一起叛变啊。
And so they combined together to rebel.
啊，第三种人。
And the third kind of person.
啊，就说以色列当中的250个首领。
And we see the children of Israel, 250 leaders.
啊，都是有名望的。
They are all of people of reputation.
啊，但是他们为什么要出来叛变呢？
And why did they come out to rebel?
啊，这个圣经当中并没有告诉我们。
The Bible does not tell us why.
啊，但是啊，跟他们要夺权哦。夺权力是有直接关系的。
But we see that it is related to fighting for power.
哦，所以啊，我们在这里看到这三种人啊。
And so we see these three kinds of people.
哦，这三种背叛的人啊，要作为我们的警惕啊。
And these three people are a warning for us.
啊，第一个就是啊，这个 那个利未支派哦。
And then we see the tribe of Levi.
利未支派为什么要叛变？
And why did the Levites rebel?
啊，我们看一下第十节。
If we look at verse 10.
民数记的第十六章第十节。
Numbers chapter 16 verse 10.
神使你和你的一切弟兄利未的子孙一起亲近他，岂是小事呢？你们还要求祭司的职任哦。而这告诉我们说，利未支派为这个可拉党为什么要叛变
？And here we talk about why did Korah rebel？
因为他不满意啊。
Because he was not satisfied。
他觉得啊，服侍神不够。
He said it's not enough to serve God。
我要做祭司。
That I want to be the priest。
我要伟大。
I want to be the greatest。
哦，所以啊，可拉不因为他们能亲近神而感到满意。
So Korah was not content with only being able to draw near to God.
所以在这里摩西告诉他。
And so Moses says here.
在十二支派当中，你们是特选出来服侍神的。
That out of all the 12 tribes, you are specifically chosen.
你应该要珍惜。
That you should treasure this.
珍惜这个服侍的机会。
You should treasure this time to serve.
啊，但是可拉不满意啊。
But Korah was not content.
我们如果看一下啊，这个利未支派有三，利未族有三支啊。
And we see that in the Levite tribe, there are three.
啊，如果你去看他们的工作分配啊。
And if you see the separation of duties among
them. 啊，其实啊，他们的工作啊，比较偏向事务性哦 ，miscellaneous 或 administration 啊，事务性的工作。
And so their duty is focused more on administrative miscellaneous.
有的是要负责扛东西的。
And they have responsible for carrying things.
啊，有的是负责整理会幕的。
Or those organizing in the temple.
啊，有的是负责保管那个圣所里面所用的那个器皿的。
Or they are in charge of the vessels.
啊，其实工作很重要。
And so the duties are very important.
啊，但是工作不显眼。
But it is not enough.
啊，至少比起先知来不显，至少比起那个亚伦祭司一脉啊，不显眼。
But it is not very high on the scale compared to Aaron's.
啊，因为亚伦子孙可以穿得很漂亮啊。
Because the descendants of Aaron, they can dress very nicely.
哇，圣经里面特别形容那个先知的衣服啊。
And then the Bible especially
这个祭司的衣服啊。
Describes the attire of the priest.
哦，那个有那个以弗德，有那个决断的胸牌。
They have the ephod and the breastplate.
哇，上面有各种的宝石。
And then on the breastplate there are several jewels.
哇，衣服用什么颜色哦，都有特别的吩咐。
And all the clothes have a specific color.
哦，所以做祭司才可以穿哦。
And only the priest can wear it.
啊，这个可拉的子孙就看不下去啦。
And then so the sons of Korah had enough.
大家都是利未的子孙。
That we're all the descendants of Levi.
大家都是被选出来服侍神的。
Everyone is chosen by God.
为什么你都穿得很漂亮
？But why do you get to dress better than us?
你都可以站到台上去。
That why do you get to come up to the pulpit?
献祭都是你。
That you are the one sacrificing.
献祭完之后吃的也是你。
And then after you sacrifice, you get to eat it.
我们都是利未的子孙。
We are all the descendants of Levi.
为什么我只能扛帐篷
？Why do I only carry the altar?
哦，所以因为有这种心啊。
And because they have this heart.
啊，所以就。起来叛变啊
！And so they rose and rebelled.
好，所以我们今天啊，服侍神要很小心。
And so today, when we serve God, we have to be careful.
我们今天有机会，通通被招到这里来，成为神家的工人。
We have all the opportunity to come here to become the servants of God.
我们更被给予一个机会啊，成为利未支派，能够得以亲近神。
And so we have all, like the tribe of Levi, been able to draw close to God.
但是我们被交托的工作各有不同。
But all of our duties are different.
有的人可能是负责扛抬约柜的。
And some of them are, some of us might be, assigned to carry the ark.
有的人可能是负责啊，专门啊，整理帐篷的。
And then some of us might be assigned to organize the vessels.
然后有的人啊，可能是负责保管那个圣殿里的器皿。
And then some of them are assigned to take care of the vessels.
然后所以不管你的工作是什么
，And so regardless of what your duty is,
能够服侍就是值得我们珍惜的事情。
Then we have to treasure what our duties are.
能够来到神的面前有机会服侍，就是我们要感到感谢的。
And so we have to be thankful for.Our duties.
所以我们不要一直看别人。
And so do not focus on others.
为什么他可以做这个
？Why can he do this?
为什么他可以做那个
？Why can he do that?
我也要。
I want to do it too.
为什么他可以做台前的服事
？Why can he do serve on the pulpit?
他可以领诗。
Why can he lead hymns?
他可以翻译。
He can interpret.
他可以讲道。
He can give sermon.
为什么我不行
？Why can't I?
为什么我都要负责宗教教育
？Why am I only in charge of religious education?
为什么我总是要负责打扫
？Why am I in charge of cleaning?
所以有时候就会产生不满。 满哦。
And then there grows inside us some discontent.
啊，如果人啊产生不满而不去处理。
And then if someone has discontent in them and they do not take care of it.
哇，那接下来下一步啊，就想要夺权啦。
Then the next step is you want power.
啊，为什么会这样子？
And why is it like this?
因为你觉得自己很好。
Because you feel you're so great.
啊，因为你觉得啊，我比别人好。
You feel that you're better than others.
我应该要做什么？
Then what should I do?
啊，所以可拉就因为这样子来叛变了。
And because of this, Korah rose in a rebellion.
啊，所以我们今天在服侍神。
And so today when we serve God.
不要太在意我们被安排到是什么样的工作。
Don't pay too much attention of what duties we are assigned to.
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
他说啊，人在小事上忠心。
That if you are faithful in the small things.
啊，才会把大事交给你。
Then big things will be entrusted to you.
所以你今天被交代的是小事吗？
And if you are entrusted with small matters today.
千万不要小看了这些小事。
Do not overlook these things.
因为从这些小小的事情上就看出你是不是一个忠心的工人。
Because from the small matters you can see if you are faithful.
所以年轻人啊。
And so young people.
啊，教会里的年轻人。
The young people of church.
千万不要总是觉得教会不懂得用你。
So don't feel like the church does not know how to use you.
千万不要觉得教会啊轻忽了你的恩赐。
That don't feel like the church has overlooked your capabilities.
其实有时候就是在安排这些小事上当中看到你是一个什么样的工人。
But actually through assigning you the small things, they can see what kind of worker
you are. 所以这样子圣经这样子告诉我们。
And so the Bible tells us.
一个人在小事上要忠心。
That if you are faithful on the small matters.
一个人在小事上尽心。
If you are, work diligently on small matters.
神才会把更重要、更大的事情交给你。
Then God will entrust you with bigger matters.
如果你啊，永远都只看不起这些小事情。
But if you always overlook these things.
总是想要做大事。
And you only want to do large things.
立志为神做大事。
And you have made a determination to do great things for God.
因此忽略了你被交代的工作。
And then you have disdain and you ignore all your appointed duties.
因此轻忽了、不重视或者是不负责任的。对应付你的工作
that you have disdain, you are not responsible for the duties you are assigned to.
这样子教会怎么敢用你呢？
And how can the church use you?
这样子神怎么敢用你呢？
And how can God use you?
所以这个是利未的子孙。
And these are the sons of Levi.
这里讲到流便的子孙。
And here it talks about the descendants of Reuben.
这个流便的子孙呢，原本是长子。
And then Reuben was originally the eldest son.
就是因为犯罪而得失去这个长子的名分哦。
And because of sin, they had lost the status of the oldest son.
所以他可能心中充满了不满。
And so maybe there's discontent in their hearts.
所以当可拉一起来。
And so they joined forces with Reuben.
马上这个流便就赶快就参进去啦。
And then Reuben joined in.
所以我们今天在教会里面。
And so today in church.
我们有时候会看到啊。
We often see.
哇，有些人啊，对很多事情都很不满意啊。
We see many people are discontent with many things.
对教会不满意。
They are unhappy with church.
对负责人不满意。
They are unhappy with the church council members.
对总会不满意。
They are unhappy with the church council.
对传道不满意。
They are unhappy with the ministers.
连中午吃什么他都不满意。
They're not even happy with lunch.
有些人啊，什么事情都不满意的。
And there are some people who can never be happy.
很会抱怨。
They love to complain.
这种人啊，常常一有什么事情啊，他就马上参进去啦。
And if there's anything that happens, they're the first to join in.
这个我告诉你哦，这个谁谁谁很坏。
Let me tell you, this and this person so bad.
我告诉你，以前什么什么什么事情。
Let me tell you what they did in the past.
来吧，我们一起来吧。
Let's go together.
我们一起来啊，对付负责人。
Let's go up and rise against church council members.
我们一起来找传道的麻烦。
Let's look for trouble against the pastor.
所以有时候我们如果不小心
，and so if we're unaware,
我们如果心里面充满了抱怨
，and if we're filled with complaints,
充满了不满
，and filled with discontent,
我们有时候就会变成这个流便的子孙。
Then we become the descendants of Reuben.
在每一次有事情
，that any time something happens,
都有看到我们的身影在里面。
We see that our voices echo as voiced out.
我们就要小心了。
And then we have to be careful.
我们再看第三种人。
And the third kind of person.
第三种人。
The third group of people.
这里说250个领袖。
250 leaders.
这里没有讲是谁啊。
They don't mention who.
但是他们就参加了。
But they joined in.
也没有讲原因啊。
They have no reason for joining. It doesn't record it.
但是就参加了。
But they joined in.
所以我们有时候啊，不要盲从啊。
So don't be a busybody.
有时候一个人哦，如果很喜欢凑热闹。
Someone who likes to join in. They liked. I don't know.
有些人啊， 很喜欢看热闹，有什么事情哇，我就要赶快去看一看发生什么事情。
So some people are very nosy. They just like to see what's going on.
啊，然后什么事都要参与脚。
And then they just want to participate in everything.
为什么不知道？
Why don't you know?
嗯，啊，为什么要去做这个？不知道。
Why do you go do it? I don't know.
啊，这些人为什么在那？我不知道啊。
Why are those people there? I don't know.
啊，我要过去看一看。
I have to go and look.
啊，大家在喊喊喊。
When others are shouting.
啊，我不知道，我也要去看看。
I don't know why I want to join in too.
尤其华人常常有这种习惯哈。
Especially Asians, they have this mentality.
我很喜欢去看到底发生什么事情哦。
They're curious about what's going on.
啊，所以啊，有时候啊，常看到路边一群人呢，不知道在看什么。
And they often see groups of people on the side of the road, and they don't know why.
你可以试试看啊。
We can find out.
你说走在马路。走在马路上面啊，走在路上哦。
If you walk on the side of the road,
突然这样，看上面。
If you look upwards in the sky,
然后不要动，就这样一直往上看。
And just don't move, but just look up.
哇，你马上旁边就围了一群人。
You're gonna find a group of people around you.
哇，不知道在看什么。
All of them are just looking for what everyone else is looking at.
你都走了，他们还在那里看啊。
Even after you leave, people are still standing there looking.
我跟你们讲过，我也做过这种事情嘛。
I say this because I've done this before.
我当时在非洲的时候啊。在非洲的巴士上面、
啊、in Africa on the bus
就很无聊啊
it's kind of boring
无聊我就这样看着窗外啊
and I just looked out the window
哇
结
果就旁边的人啊哇
and everyone else went 哇 too
不知道看什么
they don't know what they're looking at
哦就大家开始找、啊、找什么
and they're looking for something
哦人就是这样
and this is human nature
人很喜欢热闹很喜欢盲从
they like to be busybodies
哦可是什么都要参与脚什么都要看哦
they want to be nosy and see everything
哦这里250个首领哦
and so here 250 leaders
啊就是啊参与脚啊
They just stepped in.
哦，所以啊，他也要也因此他们也要付上相对的代价。
And so they also had to pay the price.
哦，这啊是圣经里面有很多这样子的人啊。
And in the Bible, there are many people like this.
你看那个耶稣要进耶路撒冷的时候。
When Jesus was about to enter into Jerusalem.
哇，一大群人在那里啊。
A large mass of people were there.
合成轰动。
And it was very lively and very active.
哦，所以啊，大家都出来了，何塞纳，何塞纳，何塞纳。
And so they all cried out, Hosanna, Hosanna.
啊，但是不久之后。
And then not long after.
哦，同样的人。
Those same people.
啊，也是在那里喊着，钉死他，钉死他，钉死他。
They would scream, crucify him, crucify him.
啊，这些人啊，在那里喊啊，有的喊东，有的喊西啊。
And some people were screaming this and that.
圣经里面讲啊，很多人不知道自己在喊什么。
And the Bible says that some people didn't even know what they were shouting.
到那个保罗的时候也是这样子啊。
And the same when the time of Paul.
大家要抓保罗。
When they were all trying to capture Paul.
大家也是在那里喊啊喊啊喊啊。
And everyone was screaming and yelling.
很多人不知道自己在喊什么。
Some people didn't even know what they were screaming.
啊，但是啊，这样子喊需不需要付上代价？
But for these people, don't they still have to pay the price?
需要付上代价的。
Yes, they do.
啊，因为那些喊钉死他钉死他的人啊。
And those people who cried out, crucify him, crucify him.
那些喊着这个罪归到我们跟我们的子孙身上。
And then they cried out that these sins would be on our heads and our descendants.
啊，结果神啊，真的刑罚他们了。
And then God indeed did punish them.
啊，这个罪真的归到他们头上了。
And sure enough, the sin was upon them.
啊，所以啊，有时候我们不要太喜欢凑热闹。
And so let's not be so nosy.
啊，同时啊，要冷静一点。
And let's be calm and peaceful.
啊，不要大家喊什么你就跟着喊什么。
That whatever the people around you scream, don't just join in.
哦，喊来喊去啊，不知道自己在做什么。
And you just screaming, you don't even know what you're doing.
啊，有时候你看那个有时候在选举哈，美国不会啦，亚洲哈，在选举的时候啊。
In Asia, often not so much in the United States, in election time.
啊，就会有那个什么上街游行嘛。
There's a parade.
啊，有时候你那个游行啊，人会越来越多。
And then more and more people join in.
啊，但是啊，那个游行里面的人真的是赞成这些理念的，或者是反对这些政府决策的吗？
Do all the people in the parade, do they believe in the party that they are following or against the government?
很多都不是啊。
Not many of them are.
很多就是纯粹去凑热闹而已啊。
Some of them just like to be nosy.
啊，跟着喊，跟着跑。
They just follow and scream.
所以我们不要做这种人。
And so don't be these kind of
people. 信仰的路上啊，不能够以无知当作借口。
And so in your journey of faith, you cannot use ignorance as an excuse.
信仰的路上啊，更没有哈。 更没有那个什么法不及众哦，就是我人很多，所以我们不会被处罚。
And you cannot use the excuse that the mass following the masses as an excuse.
哦，所以啊，在这里告诉我们哦。
And so here it tells us.
他说啊，这250个人是来干嘛的
？These 250 people, what are they doing?
不知道，但是一起起哄。
We don't know, but they just joined in.
一起起哄的结果就是一起被刑罚。
And when they just joined in, they just got punished as well.
哦，所以我们就看到这里有三种背叛的人。
And so here we see three people who rebelled.
我们来看一下这我们先我们来看一下他们的罪行哦。
And we see their actions.
啊，我们看一下第十六章
，Chapter 16，
十六章的第三节啊
，Verse 3，
十六章的第三节，这是他们攻击摩西、亚伦的理由哦。
And Chapter 16, Verse 3, the reason for why they opposed Moses and Aaron.
啊，这里说啊，聚集攻击摩西、亚伦，说你们擅自专权。全会众既然各是圣洁，神也在他们当中，你们为什么自高超过神的会众呢？那这里啊，这个他们攻击摩西的几件事情哦。
And so they oppose Moses on a few accounts.
那第一个讲是他擅自专权。
That they take too much upon themselves.
啊，就是说啊，这个为什么所有的权力都掌握在你的手上
？And this is to say, why is all the power in your hand?
然后就是要分权的啦。
And it's time to share the power.
但是摩西的权柄是谁给的
？But where is the power that Moses has? Where
摩西的权柄是神直接给他的哦。
It was from God.
哦，所以当你质疑了摩西的权柄
，and so when you question the authority of Moses，
哦，你就是质疑神的安排哦。
Then you question the appointment of God。
哦，所以啊，虽然他们人很多
，and so even though there's so many people，
哦，虽然他们讲的话好像很合理
，and even though what they say sounds reasonable，
尤其是以我们现在的社会的观念哦
，especially from what we think today，
谁最大？
Who's the greatest?
老百姓最大啊。
The masses.
能投票的人最大啊。
That the majority who elects.
哦，所以我们的观念是这样。
And so this is our attitude.
啊，但是圣经里面是不讲这种观念的。
But the Bible does not speak like this.
圣经里不讲民主啊，我们不要。美国讲民主，圣经不讲民主的。
That in this world it talks about the majority, but the Bible does not talk about the majority.
哦，圣经里讲什么
？What does the Bible say？
圣经讲神权的绝对。
It is the absolute power of God.
哦，不是说你今天人多啊。
It is not about the majority.
哦，不是说你今天投票的数量多。
And not because you have vote more most of the votes.
哦，你就是对的。
Then you are correct.
哦，圣经里不讲这个的。
The Bible does not speak on this.
哦，圣经里面讲的是绝对的神权，神的绝对主权。
It talks about the absolute power of God.
哦，所以即使只剩下一个人
，and so there's only one person.
啊，即使只有一个人
，and it is only one person.
啊，如果这个人是跟神的吩咐是一样的
，and if that one person is on the side of God,
那这个人才是对的
，then this person is right.
啊，即使全世界都站在你的对立面
，even if the whole world stands on your side.
啊，但是你做的跟神所吩咐的是一样的
，and even if you do against what God does,
那就只有你对。
Oh, if the world is against you and you are on the side of God, then you're correct.
啊，所以我们有听过一个故事哦。
And we've heard a story.
啊，所以有一艘船要沉下去了。
There's a boat that is about to sink.
啊，这个船上啊，大家就很紧张了。
And everyone on the boat is nervous.
啊，所以大家就说，哇，赶快啊，要跑啊，要逃，要想办法那个。要想办法到那个船最高的地方啊，能够看能不能获救啊。
And then everyone wants to get to the highest point of the boat to be saved.
啊，但是啊，这时候呢，啊，有一些人说是要走这边。
And some people said let's go this way.
啊，有些人是要走那边。
And then others want to go the other way.
啊，但是啊，你看看要走这边的人好像比较多哦。
But however, most of the people are heading in one direction.
哦，所以啊，很多人啊，不知道的话，就看来看去啊，我们就跟着大部队行动吧。
And so some people there are lost. They don't know which way to go. They follow the majority.
啊，但是另外一边的人才知道真正要走哪一条路。
But then the other group of people, they know which way to go.
啊，最后只有他们走到那个船的最高点。
And only those people were able to walk to the highest point.
啊，只有那些人才得救了。
And only those people were saved.
啊，所以今天人多不代表正确。
And so even though there are a lot of people, it does not mean it's accurate.
啊，这个人的多少啊，跟正确与否是没有关系的。
That the number of people has nothing to do with what is right.
哦，所以有时候我们在美国的这个文化里面受到一个熏陶。
And in this American environment, we have this mentality.
哦，我们一直觉得说 majority rules 啊，人多就是对的。
That we believe in the majority rules.
哦，其实圣经里面没有这个观念的。
But in the Bible, there's not such a mentality.
哦，所以我们讲到神的道理。
And so when we talk about the word of God.
哦，当我们讲到救恩。
And when we talk about salvation.
哦，当我们讲到得救的正路。
And we talk about the path of salvation.
圣经里不讲什么人多就对的。
The Bible does not say that there is more people that are correct.
哦，这个很多人很 很多人都信三位一体。
Even though the majority believe in Trinity.
哦，那又怎么样？
So what?
很多人都行点水礼。
And so many people believe in the sprinkling of water for baptism.
那又怎么样？
And then what?
很多人相信洗礼没有赦罪的功用。
Many people believe that baptism has no effect.
那又怎么样？
So what?
很多人觉得不管你怎么做，神都爱你，你都会得救。
And many people believe that you can do whatever you want, and then God will still love you.
人那么多都相信这些。
There's so many people who believe.
那又怎么样？
So what?
好，但是圣经里面对这些吩咐是有绝对的要求的。
And so the Bible is very strict on this.
是有绝对的主权，神对这些有绝对的吩咐。
That God has specifically appointed in His absolute power.
并且不会因人多人少来改变。
And it does not change based on the majority.
所以呢，虽然很多人聚集起来。
And so even though many people combine together.
来攻击摩西。
And they oppose Moses.
但是这个时候神就为他出面了。
But then God spoke on their behalf.
他们攻击摩西说你擅自专权。
That you take too much upon yourself.
看起来好像是要为大家出气。
And even though it looks like they're speaking on behalf of everyone.
所以他们讲说啊，神的百姓啊，个个是圣洁的。
And that's why they say all the congregation is holy.
你说这个聪明啊，可拉聪明啊。
And so you say Korah is very crafty.
他马上就把所有的百姓都先拉到他那一边去。
And so he pulled all the masses, all the people to his side.
我们有时候啊，有些人也非常聪明。
And there's so many crafty people nowadays.
有时候我们那个讲的话很容易啊，讲的好像你最对。
And then sometimes the way that you speak, that it makes you sound correct.
好像啊，不听你的啊，就是违背，就是很糟糕，很不对的事情。
That to not listen to you sounds so wrong.
我有一次遇到
I once met a person.
他一直强调一定要做这一项的圣工。
He emphasized that you have to do a specific holy work.
要求教会一定要把所有的资源所有的钱全部都投到这项工作里面。
That all the money of church should be invested in this holy work.
因为那个是他负责的部分。
And that is because he is responsible for that portion.
他有时候就写了一封 email 给我。
And then one time he wrote an email to me.
说我们一定要这样子做。
That we have to do this.
我们不这样做不行。
If we don't do it, it's impossible.
然后他给我写了一句哈。
And then I responded one phrase.
他写给我一句哦。
So he wrote one phrase.
他说 ，How far will you go to save a soul? 你愿意为了拯救一个灵魂，愿意付出多少呢
？And so he said, How far would you go to save a soul?
哇，讲的真是美好。
That sounds so wonderful.
讲的好像哦，哇，真的是没有一点私心都没有。
And it sounds like there is no ulterior motive at all.
讲的好像全世界大家所有信徒都是坏人，只有他一个人呐。会一个人啊，在意这些人。
And it sounds like all the other members are wrong and evil compared to him.
只有他，你看 ，How far will you go? 你要做，你愿意付出多少？我们要拯救这些灵魂。
That how far would you go to save a soul?
但是所有知道整件事情的人啊。
But those who know about, who are very clear on the matter.
大家都知道他为什么会想写这样子写啊。
Everyone knows why he would actually write an email like that.
大家都知道他到底要做什么。
And we know his true motive for doing all.
所以有些人很会讲话。
And so some people are very eloquent.
而且他会写，有时候会写，哇，好像。让你觉得你不听他的，你就是罪人呐。
And then, they can make it sound like if you don't listen to me, you are a big sinner.
好像你不这样听啊，哇，神就会惹神的愤怒啊。
That if you don't listen to me, you will incur the wrath of God.
就像这里可拉讲话一样啊。
And just like what Korah says.
神的百姓个个都是圣洁哦。
That all the congregation is holy.
我是为了百姓出头的。
I am just speaking on behalf of the
congregation. 我是站在人民的这一边。
I am speaking on behalf of the people.
你们为什么自高，就把你跟我这样？
Why do you exalt yourself that you separate yourselves from us?
讲话非常聪明
and is very crafty when
he speaks. 实际上是在制造对立呀。
But in reality, they are creating conflict.
我们要小心
and so we have to be careful.
可是我们讲话哈
when we speak,
有时候会不自觉啦。不自觉的要试图制造对立啊
Without realizing it, we want to create conflict.
那个人这样子对你哦。
That's what someone did to you.
我们是基督徒哦。
We're all Christians.
我们要原谅他。
But we have to forgive him.
但是我告诉你，你讲的我完全了解。
But let me tell you, I totally understand what you're saying.
那个人，你要小心一点
You have to be careful with that
person. 你要有事情来找我就好了。
When you have something happens, come look for me.
这是不是给人家安慰
？Is this comfort?
这是不是？来解决的问题。
Is this a solution to the problem?
但是同时，这也是制造了彼此的对立。
But at the same time, this causes division and conflict.
我跟你是一国的。
I am on your side.
他不是。
He is not.
哦，所以虽然你讲话很漂亮
，and even though what you say is eloquent，
啊，但是看看你的心呐，啊。
But look at your heart。
啊，你的心是什么动机
？What is the motive behind your heart？
你想要做什么
？What are you trying to accomplish？
哦，所以这个可拉讲话很漂亮
，and so Korah he speaks very eloquently。
但是他的实际目的是制造百姓当中的对立。
But his ulterior motive is to create division。
啊，并且把这个百姓拉到他的身边。
That he wants to pull the congregation to his side。
好，所以他说，所以在这里啊，可拉自高哦。
And so we see that Korah elevated himself.
他说大家都是圣洁的。
That all of that, he says that everyone is holy.
哦，所以我带头哦，我们一起来反抗摩西的专制。
So I will lead against the power of Moses.
目的是什么
？What is the purpose？
目的就是为了自己啊。
He did it for himself.
哦，虽然没有人知道。
And even though no one knows it.
可是你看那个底下摩西就把他点出来了。
But here we see that Moses calls him out.
他说你到底是要做什么
？He says, What do you want？
你就是要追求祭司的职分。
Are you seeking the priesthood also?
哦，所以有时候我们漂亮的话会把我们真正的目的遮住。
And sometimes a beautiful picture can cover up the meaning.
所以我们每个人要敏感一点。
And so all of us, we have to be a little bit more sensitive.
对别人敏感。
Be more sensitive to others.
别人跟我们说的话，我们要懂得思考。
When other people say things to us, we have to comprehend.
哦，我们自己也是一样。
And the same with ourselves.
我们对自己所说的话也要敏感。
We have to be sensitive to the words we speak.
我是不是在不知不觉当中啊，偏向了可拉的行为
？Without realizing it, are we following the actions of Korah.
我是不是在不知不觉当中啊，想要夺取祭司的职分
？Without realizing it, are we pursuing after the status of priesthood？
我是不是对自己被交托的圣工不满？我想要能够被人看见，得到人的掌声。
Are we also not content with the work that we are doing that we are assigned to that we want to be more visible？
我是不是说话理直气壮，实际上是为了自己的私心
？Do I speak very eloquently, but actually, I care for myself only？
所以可拉今天会判。
And so today, Korah was able to rebel.
因为他们骄傲
because of pride.
因为他们觉得自己很好
because they felt that they were so great.
所以他们觉得自己应该要更好
so they felt that they should be exalted.
他们应该要做祭司
they should be the priests.
那我们看流便
and we see Reuben.
我们看回来民数记第十六章
we look at Numbers chapter 16.
民数记的第十六章
Numbers chapter 16.
第十二节
verse 12。
十二节，摩西打发人去招以利亚的儿子大丹亚比兰，他们说：“我们不上去。”十三节
，13，
你将我们从流奶与蜜之地领上来，在旷野杀我们，岂为小事呢？你还自立为王，辖管我们。十四节
，14。
并且你没有将我们领到流奶与蜜之地，也没有把田地和葡萄园给我们为业，难道你要抛这些人的眼睛吗？我们不上去。十五节
，15。
摩西就甚发怒，对神说：“求你不要享受他们的供物，我并没有夺过他们的一批驴，也没有害过他们一个人。”好，那这里呢是摩西跟流便的子孙的对话哦。
And here is the dialogue between Moses and the sons of Reuben.
我们这次看到摩西其实想要解决这个问题的。
And we see that Moses is trying to solve the problem.
所以摩西啊，一方面是跟可拉有对话。
And even though Moses is having dialogue with Korah.
然后要用献祭的方式来决定，来让神来决定。
And he wants to use the offering as a way to let God make the decision.
在这里他同时也打发人啊，要去跟那个流便的子孙谈一谈啊。
And so he also sent for Moses, for Reuben's descendants.
希望能够借着沟通啊，来把彼此的误会或彼此的冲突把它消除掉。
That they want to use, he wants to use direct communication to avoid, to solve the conflict.
但是在这里我们看到流便的回答。
But here we see the response of the sons of Reuben.
流便的回答不但激怒了摩西啊。
And not only did the response of Reuben upset Moses.
也激怒了神啊。
It also upset God.
我们来看他到底回答了什么。
Let's see how they responded.
第一个讲的哈。
The first thing that they said.
他说啊，你把我们从流奶与蜜之地领上来。
That you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey.
流奶与蜜之地是哪里？
Where is the land flowing with milk and honey?
我们通常都讲是迦南地嘛，对不对？
We often say it is the land of Canaan.
这里是在讲迦南地吗？
But is this talking about Canaan?
不是哦。
No.
在这里啊，他们从哪里被领上来的？
Where were they taken out from?
他们是从埃及地被领上来的。
They were taken out from the land of Egypt.
所以这里流便的子孙说什么？
And here, what did the sons of Reuben say?
我们在埃及地啊，那个是流奶与蜜之地啊。
They said that when we were in Egypt, that was the land flowing with milk and honey.
这个是非常讽刺的话。
And this is very sarcastic.
因为神对他们说要领他们进那个流奶与蜜的迦南地。
That God said he wanted to lead them into the land of Canaan flowing with milk and honey.
要离开那个埃及的为奴之家。
That they wanted to leave the slavery of Egypt behind.
结果现在这个流便的子孙说什么？
But here the sons of Reuben say what?
哇，那个才是流奶与蜜之地啊。
That was the land of milk and honey.
哇，我们在埃及过得多好啊。
That when we were in Egypt, how good was life?
你看，又把我们领出来。
That now you took us out.
把我们带到旷野里面。
And then now you take us to the desert.
哦，这种话是会最容易，这个话是最惹神愤怒的。
And these are words that upset God the most.
那为什么？
Why?
因为忘恩负义啊。
Because you are not grateful and thankful.
在出埃及记第一章。
In the chapter 1 of Exodus.
他说啊，以色列人啊，做苦工啊，哀求神。
And then it says that the sons of Israel served slaves and they cried out to God.
哦，他们啊，觉得命苦。
They felt that their life was so bitter.
活不下去了，求神救他们。
They could not continue living like this, so they cried out to God.
所以神听见了他们的呼声。
And then God heard their cries.
就拯救了。
And saved them.
哦，所以啊，当初他们在埃及里是做奴隶的。
And so when they were in Egypt, they were slaves.
啊，的确，埃及地其实很肥沃。
Actually, Egypt was very abundant.
埃及地其实非常进步啊。
And it was actually very progressive.
埃及地的确很富足啊。
And it was very bountiful.
但是这跟他们一点关系都没有。
But it had nothing to do with them.
因为他们是做奴隶的。
Because they were slaves.
埃及地流奶与蜜。
It is a land flowing with milk and honey.
关他们什么事啊？
Would it have anything to do with them?
他们只是一群奴隶而已。
They were only a bunch of slaves.
做苦工觉得命苦。
They had to do bitter labor.
但是今天神把他们救出来了。
But then God saved them.
他们回头去看这件事情。
And then when they look back in retrospect,
不但没有感谢，
not only were they not thankful,
还抱怨。
They were complaining.
那个忘记自己当初做奴隶的生活。
They forgot the life of a slave.
只记得那个流奶与蜜那个地方多好。
They just remembered the land flowing with milk and honey.
这是一个没良心的人。
This is someone without a conscience.
所以我们今天啊，做事在神的家中不要没有良心。
And so today in the house of God, we should have a conscience.
神把我们从过去的生活里面拯救出来。
That God has saved us from our previous life.
脱离过去罪恶的辖制，
that we are saved from our life of evil and sin,
能够有能力向罪恶说不，
that we can say no to evil,
并且在这个有限的人生里面得到一个更高这个无限的盼望，
that in this life of despair we have a greater hope,
能够有追求的目标跟方向，
we have a better goal and a better destination,
这个不是我们应该感谢珍惜的吗？
And shouldn't we treasure and be grateful for this?
所以当我们回去看到我们的过去，
and so when we look at our past life,
我们会有什么感想？
What will we think?
有些人回头看看自己，
some peopleWhen they look back,
我想感谢主，感谢主，还好我有信耶稣。
And they think, oh, thank God, I'm glad I believe in Jesus.
哇，我都不能想象，如果我没有信耶稣，我会变什么样子。
I can't imagine my life if I didn't believe in Jesus.
这个是有良心的人。
And this is someone who speaks with the conscience.
这是有人是没有良心的。
And there's some people without a conscience.
回头看看。
When they look back,
哎呀，以前其实生活也不错哦。
They think, oh, my life actually was pretty great back then.
信耶稣以后不能这个，不能那个。
But after I believe in Jesus, I can't do this, I can't do that.
这个也不能做，那个也不能做。
I can't do this, I can't do that.
还要去聚会，还要读圣经。
I have to go to service and then I have to study the Bible.
我祷告每次都那么久。
And then prayer is always so long.
每次都腰酸背痛的。
And then my knees are creaky and my back is sore.
有这么多好玩的事情。
So many good pleasurable things outside.
结果礼拜六我都要去教会。
But on Saturday I have to go to church.
突然觉得自己很命苦。
And then you feel like your life is so bitter.
突然觉得说以前没有信耶稣生活很好啊。
And then you think about how your life was so good before you believed in Christ.
哇，真是流奶与蜜的地方啊。
That truly was land flowing with milk and honey.
真的是没有良心。
And this is without a conscience.
所以我们今天做人不要没有良心。
And so today we must have a conscience.
不要忘记了自己在过去在罪恶里面挣扎。
And do not forget how much you struggled with sin.
想改的坏习惯改不掉。
All the bad habits that you could not break.
不想做的恶事偏偏做出来。
All the evil that you couldn't help but commit.
那一种被罪所控制的生活。
All that life bound with sin.
因为今天你信耶稣而得到释放。
But because you believe in Jesus, you are set free.
所以不要再把埃及地看成流奶与蜜的地方啦。
And so do not see the Egypt as a land of flowing with milk and honey.
不要再回头看看，觉得过去其实最终之乐蛮不错的。
And do not look back and think, oh, life of sin was actually pretty good.
神会很生气哦。
God will be very upset.
你看那个以色列人在埃及，在那个旷野。
We see Israelites in the wilderness.
其实他们在旷野当中啊，其实他们抱怨很多次啊。
We see that they complain many times.
他们跟神讲，第一次跟神讲，我没有肉吃。
They complained the first time that they had no meat.
神说没有肉啊，就给你肉 肉吃啊。
And then God said, oh, no meat, then I'll provide meat.
他说神啊，我没有水喝。
And then some people said, there's no water.
啊，神说啊，没有水，那就给你水喝啊。
And there's no water, then I'll provide water.
啊，神没有生气耶。
God was never upset.
神什么时候生气？
When was God angry?
他们说啊，想我们在埃及地过得有多好。
When they thought about how great their life was in the land of Egypt.
啊，睁眼说瞎话。
That the blind speak lies.
啊，他们那对。
They just lied through their teeth.
Oh, 他们啊，明明在埃及地过得很惨。
That they knew that their lives were so bitter in Egypt.
大家都知道。
They knew it.
Oh. 啊，可是这时候他们就说啊，你看我们在埃及地过得多好。
And so, they thought about how great their life was.
我们吃肉哎。
They had meat to eat.
有水果，有蔬菜。
Fruits and vegetables.
真的有吗？
Is it true?
埃及地是为奴之地。
That Egypt was actually land of slavery.
哦，所以当他们说出这句话来。
And so when they spoke these words.
啊，真的，神就真的生气了。
And then God truly was upset.
吃吧
then eat.
吃完就把你们杀掉
eat and I will kill you.
哦，所以现在后来是神就动手杀他们了
and sure enough, God killed them.
为什么？
Why?
没有良心
because they had no conscience.
哦，所以神今天，所以我们今天在跟神的关系啊。
And then, so today, our relationship with God.
很多时候是在于我们啊，对过去的自己跟现在自己的不同的感受。
That we think differently on the life that we had before and the life we have now.
我们回头看看过去的自己。
And we look at our past self.
哦，我们很感谢哇，神啊，你救了我。
We are thankful that God has saved us.
哦，因为你，所以我得以存活。
That because of you, I am redeemed.
啊，因为你，所以我人生不同。
That because of you, I have a different life.
因为你，我现在人生目标不一样。
That now, because of you, I have a different goal.
我活的是一个有意义、有价值的人生。
That I have a meaningful and valuable life.
哦，所以当你这样能够这样子想。
And so when you think like this.
就懂得感谢
then you are thankful.
当你懂得感谢
and when you are thankful,
神就会更加的恩待你
then God will bless you more.
为什么
why?
你有良心啊
because you have a conscience.
哦，你懂得感谢啊
then you are thankful.
你越懂得感谢
and the more you know how to be thankful,
越懂得纪念神的恩典
the more you can count your blessings,
更多的恩典就要赐给你
then more blessings shall fall upon you.
哦，所以在这里啊，流便说啊，那个埃及是牛奶与蜜之地
and so, Reuben said that the, land of Egypt was flowing with milk and honey.
哦，又说啊，你自立为王
that you have proclaimed yourself to be a prince over
哦，要在旷也杀我们哦
and you want to kill us in the wilderness.
哦，所以流便的控告是很没有道理的
and so the accusations of Reuben were without a reason.
啊，他们所做的一切只是希望要夺权啊
all that they do is for the sake of power.
哦，所以流便的子孙也参与在其中哦
and so the sons of Reuben joined in.
啊，所以我们来看一下这三种人最后的结果
and so we see the result of these three people.
我们看一下民数记十六章
Numbers chapter 16
民数记十六章
Numbers chapter 16
二十三节
Verse 23
我们看三十一节啊
Or rather verse 31
三十一节摩西刚说了这一切的话他们脚下的地就开了口三十二节
32
把他们和他们的家眷并借属可拉的人丁财物都吞下去三十三节
33
这样他们和一切属他们的都活活对坠落阴间地口在他们上面人就何必他们就在会中灭亡了那这里啊讲到的是对可拉一党的刑罚
and so here talks about the punishment of Korah、
哦、所以虽然可拉讲的都很有道理
and even though Korah was sounding reasonable
我们人人圣洁
that we're all holy、
啊、但是啊神来做判断
but God made the judgment、
啊、神的判断是什么
and what was the judgment of God
地开口把人活活的吞下去了
that the earth opened up and swallowed them alive、
哦、所以到最后啊在不管人讲的多好听
and so finally no matter how eloquently someone speaks、
啊、但是最后神会下判断
then God will make the judgment、
哦、所以伸冤在神神必报应、哦、
that、judgment is on the side of God and he shall, shall punish、
哦、所以圣经上告诉我们
and so the Bible tells us、
哦、我们要管好自己的心、啊、
we have to、take care of our hearts、
哦、因为我们一生的果效、啊、是从心里发出来
Because the, it is the wellspring of life.、
啊、我们做很多事情。
And so we do many things.
什么动机?
What is the motive behind it? What is the reason for it?
人不知道，但是神都知道。
Man does not know, but God knows.
到最后神会给我们下判断。
And in the end, God will make a judgment.、
啊、所以可拉的子孙啊，可拉就被吞下去了。
And so Korah was eaten up alive.
连那个大丹亚比兰啊，他们的家族也全部都被吞下去了。
Even Dothan and Abiram, their whole families were eaten up.
啊，但是啊，这个可拉的子孙全部都灭。 灭亡了吗?
But were all the was all the family of Korah destroyed?
其实没有哦,
actually, no.
因为啊，可拉其实不是他所有的子孙全部叛变。
Actually, not all the sons of Korah were judged by God.
只有那个可拉这一家族的人啊。
Just the immediate family of Korah.
到后来啊，圣经里面很多地方记载到可拉。 这一档哦，这一个家族的人哦。
The Bible has other records of this family.
可拉的家族啊，后来啊，出了很多啊，很多很好很好的诗人。
And so the family of Korah actually they produce many psalmists.
所以在诗篇里面很多都是可拉写的。And
so there are many
psalms. 可拉的子孙写的。
So there are many psalms written by the son of Korah.
可拉的子孙里面啊，也出了很好很好服侍神的工人哦。And
actually the sons of Korah, many of them became servants of God.
撒母耳就是可拉族的。
Samuel came from the tribe of Korah.
所以撒母耳记上那个撒母耳大有能力先知可拉一族出来的。The
great prophet Samuel came from the family of Korah.
所以后续的子孙啊，以祖先为鉴戒。And
so all the descendants are independent of their ancestors.
所以他们在服侍神的当中就非常谨慎小心。And
so all of them were very careful.
以他的祖先啊，作为他们的警告啊。And
they use their ancestors as a warning.
所以在这里啊，可拉以及大丹、亚比兰都被吞下去了。And
so Korah, Dothan, and Abiram, they were all swallowed by the earth.
在这里还，但是少讲了一个人呐。But
they lacked to mention one person.
我们在16章第1节讲到有。 流便子孙有三个哦。And
we talked about that there are three sons of Reuben.
有大丹,
Dathan.
有亚比兰,
Abiram.
还有这个比勒的儿子安,
and then Phaleth, the son An.
但是后来这个安不见了。And
then An just disappeared.
所以安到后面没有参与他们任何的活动。And
An did not participate in any of their activities.
到最后他也没有受到刑罚，也没有跟他们一同灭亡。And
An did not participate in their rebellion and did not receive any punishment.
所以当一个人受到警告。
And so when someone receives a warning,
我们趁着有机会,
we have to take hold of the opportunity.
我们要赶快悔改,
you must repent.
要脱离那个, 不要跟人家一起起哄,
that you must separate yourselves and not follow everyone else.
不要一起起哄, 不要一起作乱,
do not commit evil with everyone else.
发觉自己错了,
they knew that they were wrong.
在被警告之后, 要赶快脱离,
that after they were warned, they separated themselves.
就可以脱离接下来的刑罚,
and then they also separated from punishment.
所以这个安, 到后来圣经就没有记载啊。
And so there are no more records of An in the Bible.
他也没有跟着这个流便以及可拉一同被吞下阴间。
They were not destroyed with Dothan and Abiram.
至于这个首领,
And so this leaders.
我们来看一下民数记的第16章的。 民数记16章的第35节哦。If
you look at Numbers chapter 16 verse 35.
民数记16章的第35节。Verse
35.
35节又有火从神那里出来，烧灭了献香的250个人哦。所以这里啊是神对他们这一次叛变的下的判决。And
so here we see the judgment of God.
可拉、大丹、亚比兰被地活活的吞下。Coram,
Dotham, and Abram they were all swallowed into the ground.
安因为 脱离的早, 因为悔改,
because An separated himself early, and so he was fine.
而这些啊, 要参一脚啊, 这些啊, 跑进来参加这些首领啊, 最后在神面前被火灭掉了。
And then these 250 leaders, they were also punished by God.
所以一个人要看热闹是要付出代价的。
And so if you're nosy, you have to pay the price.
所以我们有时候要很真的，我们真的脑筋要清楚。
And so you must think clearly.
可以有意见。
Yes, you can have opinions.
你也可以对有些事情不认同。
And yes, you cannot agree. You can disagree with other things.
这是没有问题的。
This is okay.
但是人不能随便起来。 不能随便起来制造混乱。
But you cannot simply just arise for no reason.
更不能啊, 人家喊什么你就跟着喊。
And you cannot just scream out whatever everyone else is
saying. 在教会里面绝对不能为反对而反对。
You cannot rebel, just oppose just for the sake of opposing.
今天教会要投票了。
And then so today you have to vote.
有一个提案。
There is a recommendation.
大家都赞成。
Everyone approves of it.
你反对。
But you oppose.
你为什么反对？
Why do you oppose?
因为我不喜欢那个提案的人。
Because I don't like the person who made the proposal.
我反对，而且我反对到底。
And I object and I object to the end.
啊，这个就是这些首领啊。
And these are these leaders.
啊，小心啊，在神面前是有火的。
Be careful because there's fire before God.
啊，所以我们今天要谨慎。
And so today we must be vigilant.
啊，在希伯来书告诉我们哦。
In the book of Hebrews it tells us.
说你要小心。
Be aware.
他说我们的神乃是烈火。
That our God is a God of fire.
啊，我们在新约里面，我们现在活在新约的时代。
And in today in the New Testament times.
很多人说啊，神是爱，神是爱，神是爱。
Many people say God is love, God is love.
啊，但是有时候我们会滥用啊。
But sometimes we use it inappropriately.
啊，所以我们随便乱说话。
And so sometimes we speak flippantly.
啊，随便乱做事情。
That we do everything casually.
随便乱跟人家吵架。
And we like to argue for no reason.
随便找别人的麻烦。
And then we like to pick fights with others.
啊，神是爱啦，神会赦免我啦。
That God is love and he will forgive me.
啊，神创造我，神知道我软弱啦。
And God created me, he knows my weakness.
讲来讲去啊，到时候问题是谁？
And you go around and whose fault is it?
我会乱讲话，就是神你造我这个样子啊。
I speak nonsense because God made me this way.
哦，所以都是神的错。
So therefore it is God's fault.
哦，反正神是爱嘛。
Since God is love.
新约讲爱嘛。
New Testament talks about
love. 哦，不要忘了，希伯来书说神是烈火。
That don't forget that God is fire.
在神面前啊，我们势力在神的面前啊，小心啊，有火从神面前出来。
That be careful when we come before God that fire comes from God.
哦，所以要存着敬畏的心来服侍神。
Then you must have a heart of godliness.
战战兢兢的完成得救的功夫。
That you go quietly and in fearfulness.
尊重神。
That you must respect God.
尊重你自己的信仰。
And you must respect your faith.
这个才是尊重你自己。
Because that is respecting yourself.
所以我们今天以这个科，以这个犹大书的三样事情啊，来作为我们的提醒。
And so today we use these three examples from the book of Jude for our warning.
那这里说该隐的道路，巴兰的错谬，以及可拉的背叛。
And so it talks about the way of Cain, that the greediness of Balaam and the rebellion of Korah.
该隐嫉妒的道路。该隐嫉妒的道路。
That the way of Cain's jealousy.
巴兰贪心的错谬。
The greediness and the error of Balaam.
以及可拉自高的背叛。
And the exaltation of Korah and his rebellion.
所以我们每个服侍神的人啊，要谨记在心。
And everyone has to remember this in their hearts.
啊，做工要有意义。
That when you serve, you must serve with a purpose.
做工更要有果效。
That when you serve, you must bear fruit.
使我们每个人啊，在神面前的工作啊，都能够蒙神的纪念。
That all of us, when we work before God, it will be remembered by God.
啊，最后每个人都能够丰丰富富的进神国。
That every one of us may bountifully enter into the kingdom of God.
我们起低头默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.